You're listening to SBS News.
A moment of silence and reflection. Binded by faith, members of the Thai community in the Melbourne suburb of Box Hill pray for the families grieving in Thailand. Children as young as 2 are among 37 people killed in an attack on a daycare centre for children in rural northeastern Thailand. Many were taking their afternoon nap at the time of the tragedy. It's not clear if there was a motive for the attack, which was committed by a former police officer who was fired in June for drug use. Buddhist monk Ajahn Bunsom, president of the Thai Buddhist temple in Box Hill, says members of the Thai community in Australia are coming together to honour and remember the lives lost.
Not make sense at all, because of Buddhism is rule number one is no harm to each other, no killing. So that sort of thing is against our belief, our practice.
Parents are struggling to understand how the families left behind must be feeling. Mother of 2 Mai says it's devastating.
Very shocked. I saw some picture that my father sent to me that feel like I can't stop crying at the first time that I know what happened or what them is very bad. It's a sadness story.
That feeling shared by a fellow attendee.
Feel sad when I heard the news, supposedly from the internet. Yeah, and actually I got the kid too.
I don't know if with me it's going to be heartbroken.
Ajahn Bunsom says spirituality is providing a chance to search for peace.
In Buddhism, we look inwards more than look outward. So when the incident stirs our mind, we need to focus what we are doing in daily life.
Mass shootings are rare, but not unheard of in Thailand, which is one of the highest civilian gun ownership rates in Asia, with 15.1 weapons per 100 people compared to only 0.3 in Singapore and 0.25 in Japan. That's still far lower than the United States rate of 120.5 per 100 people, according to the gunpolicy.org project at the University of Sydney. The tragedy has hit close to home for Melbourne mother of 2, Nat Chichardsak.
I could picture the scene and could picture like what the kids were doing at the time, because my kids normally go to daycare in Thailand when we are on holiday. So I know the routine, I know how, like, what they will be doing. Like, particularly, they said the incident, when it happened, the kids were having a nap. So, and I just felt like, I hope it would never happen to my kids.
She spends months with her family in Thailand every year, sending her children to daycare when they're living in Bangkok. The family is due to travel to Thailand in a matter of weeks.
I'm nervous. I'm going to be talking to the teachers at the daycare, like if she's going to be putting extra measure. And then it's not like Thailand, we don't have the law. We have it. But we just need more reporting. We just need more enforcement.
She says her thoughts are with the parents who are dealing with immense grief.
My condolences go to the families of the victims, because I could understand, like, people who gone there, they're going to be in heaven, but people who still living, they're going to be with the grief for the rest of their lives.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.